it has been developed to such an extent that it's become a political force in many countries and in the world. And in America, Islam is now the fastest growing religion in this country. So I think it's really important to look at Middle Eastern countries in how they relate to one another, because they're all connected. Of course, Islam is the predominant religion, but they're also connected politically. You can't really isolate the Palestinian-Israeli problem from what happens on the streets of Cairo, Amman, Damascus. Part of the reason that we have a different idea of what is Egypt is because of the impressions our own government, the U.S. government, want to perpetuate about this country. When we say fundamentalist, everyone understands that that means violence. It means people who want to return to some sort of medieval existence. And this is completely far from what the Islamists want in their lives and what they want for Egypt and any future government. It's our inclination to try to turn all of the countries that we're talking about into Western democracies, even though part of the problem that's being played out now is that we are seeing that Islam as a religion is incompatible with a Western-style democracy. The Islamists that I'm talking about, they want to be modern. They want to be Western, but they want to pick from the Western world those aspects of Western culture that are in accordance with their religious beliefs. And you've touched on probably the most sensitive issue in this whole conversation about how can you have a democracy without freedom of expression. Any person, particularly political criminals, who are considered to be a threat to the state in some way, they're not allowed generally due process. They're tried often without lawyers before military judges and military tribunals. The way to talk about an Islamic feminist is to describe a woman who wears a veil, who is university educated, who wants to be a professional, and who wants to be the center of family life. The years that I lived in the Middle East, I began to feel like such a coward because I could never put my life at risk for any cause the way I witnessed women doing this, men doing this. Just here at Harvard, I'm in a program with journalists from many third world countries. And when they describe just their daily life in work, it's amazing. They risk their lives just covering stories. Egyptians have a great appreciation for the present, for the moment, in a way that I really have never experienced, particularly not only in the Middle East, but of course, in comparison to a Western society. They have a way of completely embracing life as it comes to them. I think that we have to allow a country like Egypt to be in charge of its own destiny, and I think that's the most important point. A theocracy that is also democratic. This is a new phenomenon, at least in our lifetime, in this form. And we have to be patient. We have to allow some of the countries that we're talking about to experiment and to play this out.